This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Signing Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
This hour, we actually have three guys, Dayton, David, and Matt Hefter from CertaPro. How are you? Good morning.
Yep. Are you on? There you go.
Where's his mic?
Oh, your microphone.
It's over here, Matt.
There you go. Well, good morning. I just woke up.
You do need a microphone to talk into, unfortunately, on the radio. So, how are you? Good?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. We've been teased big time the last few weeks. We get up to 70, and then it's snowing.
A blizzard.
And then it's raining, and then it's 60, and then it's 40, and then it's 20. Are we there yet? When do we get there? When can we be outside painting full blown? What are you hoping for? What's your prediction?
Well, I can tell you, decades we've been doing this. It's typically right around now, April 1st. Is usually the time when you can get out there, start looking around your home. We did get lucky this year, even in February and early March, we were, people were walking around the yards and the phone started to ring and people are looking at rotted wood and wanting to get their home scheduled. But right now we got a little bit too much rain in the forecast, mm-hmm. and some of those nighttime temperatures are dropping into the 20s. So we're probably within a week or so of everything kind of breaking loose, mm-hmm. to where we can, start getting the wood dry and start painting.
So you mentioned in there rotted wood. Does CertaPro deal with that?
Yeah.
You just paint over it.
No, we're full service. So in the paint industry, rotted wood is, paint doesn't just peel by itself. It's usually moisture that creates it. The sun beats it down, dries it out, it cracks, moisture gets in there, and rots out to wood. With engineered products and stuff, that's starting to get better slowly, but Wisconsin's such a big a state full of rough cedar and different types of woods. They're better at holding back moisture, but, at the end of the day, it's those horizontal surfaces, windowsills, things like that really take a beating with the ice and the snow, mm-hmm. and the water. So just making sure, you keep things touched up around the home is critical. Otherwise, it does get more expensive as you have to replace wood.
So absolutely. You made the joke, but really, when it comes to painting things, the prep is probably just as important, if not more, than the paint that you're putting on.
We use all very, very high quality paints. So, that's just a box that we check. We don't use cheap paint. I don't know why anyone would go cheap on paint. You mm-hmm. want elasticity in your paint, especially in Wisconsin. You want a lot of elasticity. Our wood goes from extreme winter cold contracted and dry wood to expanded, summertime moisture and so forth, humidity in the air. So you really want to just never go with a low quality paint. When it comes to the preparation, caulking, scraping, if you don't have lead, sanding and things like that, that is where the work is typically at most homes.
Tom always said clean, dry, and dull.
Yes.
For your paint surfaces. It's got to be clean, can't be oily, dirty, dusty. It's got to be dry, of course, as you were just saying, and then dull. Typically, you can't paint shiny surfaces with most paints.
Yeah, and the paint technologies have gotten better through the years. When I started in the industry 20 plus years ago, there were paint systems. You actually nowadays the prep, you don't have to do as much, but we don't like to just train our guys. We just train them to do it the right way, mm-hmm. because. Right. We don't want them making decisions when they got to do more or less. And exactly. Yeah. But there are products that, with everything, moving more to acrylics, as far as high bond, there are some high bond products that are out there.
All right. We're going to take our first break. CertaPro.com is a website if you want to check them out. 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. If you have questions for Matt, he'll be with us all this hour on the Fix It Show.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane, David Nason, Matt Hefter from CertaPro on with you this morning. Thanks for tuning in. Easter's tomorrow. We're in the spring. You got any specials going on for spring?
We do. Our spring special right now, we're offering discounts until May 15th. Okay. A lot of customers are taking advantage of it. We're off to a really good start, so I want to make sure people give us a call if they want to get on the schedule. It is never too early in Wisconsin when you get 7-6 months of painting or whatever decides to give you. It's kind of a race to make sure that, you know, you get everybody scheduled.
Yeah. Off the air here, we're talking about painting primed siding or painting siding or having siding pre-finished, installed or something. Somebody texted in, I have aluminum siding. And a home that's 23-year-old, can aluminum siding be painted? How long would that last? We talk about that a lot. Aluminum siding takes paint very well, right?
Yeah, we paint a ton of aluminum siding. There's so much of it out there, steel siding, aluminum siding. And it actually holds really well. As long as you clean the surface, again, prep, you want to make sure that you get any chalky surfaces scrubbed down and cleaned really well. It's going to last longer than wood.
Because what you said before,
no moisture,
there's no moisture.
In yeah, it. You keep the moisture. There's no moisture. Wood absorbs moisture, and wood naturally has, I think, it's like 7% moisture in roughly. Yeah.
It can't be zero.
Exactly,
it'd be driftwood.
Exactly,
and then it doesn't hold paint very well.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, you don't want it to be even too dry. Yep. So steel, aluminum siding, soffits, fascia, trim, horizontal siding, vertical siding. It doesn't matter for the most part. We paint just about everything, literally almost everything.
You said, what did you say, except fingernails?
No toenails. Yeah.
Or we'll do Easter eggs.
But I don't like feet.
And no Easter eggs.
Well, I've got kids, so I've done a lot of that, too.
Yeah, that was going on at our house yesterday. The Easter eggs were getting colored. So I was surprised, aluminum siding on a 23-year-old house. I mean, most aluminum siding, when you find it's
80s,
70s, 80s, like... 23 though, that was in the 2000s. Yeah. There wasn't a lot going up at that time still. So
yeah,
it is a nice siding.
Probably if a double four, double five wood grain.
If you don't run anything into it, it can last forever.
Yeah. they also might be referencing soffit fascia, which is still even common.
That's aluminum. So let's talk about where you guys go and what you all do, because it is more than just painting.
Yeah, I mean, we paint pretty much everywhere where you can hear us, with, you know, the exception of streaming. But, you know, nationwide, I mean, CertaPro is a national franchise in our local offices here. We cover all over Wisconsin, northern Illinois. There's really nowhere where we don't go typically. There's even CertaPro. There's a CertaPro up in northern Wisconsin in Green Bay, and they go over across to the island to paint and into... What's that, Escanaba? So most of the geographical country is covered by paint. If it's not, it means there's no humans that live there, like the desert.
There's nothing there to
Antarctica,
paint.
Antarctica, right, like right.
You're not painting
the
trees and grass.
Exactly, yeah.
there is a logo out there with the whole world covered
Sure
in
Williams
paint. And it's just like, I look at it every time and go, I get it, but...
Yeah, well, that's been a logo for a long time.
I know, it has been a logo for a long time. So if somebody wants to reach out to you, how do they do that, and what's the process to get you out there?
Well, all you have to do, the process is really simple. You can literally go online right now, pick a time that works for you, and schedule an appointment. That's one of the benefits. I mean, you can schedule at 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to even talk to anybody. You can just go ahead and schedule an appointment. We come out to your home. You can also call our local numbers, and there's somebody available to answer the phone 7 days a week. But we come out to the home. We want to do a walk around, mostly because, you know, CertaPro, it's you know, think about it as quality painting, affordable service, but customer service is really what we want to hone in on. We want to make sure that we paint the project for what you're trying to solve, what your needs are, and make sure we help you with colors and things like that. We'll walk around the home if it's an exterior or interior. And we put the proposal together, print it, and provide it to you. Some people sign up right away. Some people give us a call in a couple of weeks. And we try to make the process as easy as possible. That's really the goal.
Mm-hmm. Right. And right now, how far are you booking out on projects? I know the weather's iffy, so that doesn't help.
But. So we have so much capacity that we typically don't say we are booked out. We are, but we also... reserve a percentage of our capacity to make sure that people that have quick turns, like we work with a lot of realtors, so sometimes they just got to get a house prepped and get put, you know, lipstick on it, kind of, to get it ready for sale. So we usually, if you just say, hey, I need something done by Monday, we can typically do it. But that's because we intentionally reserve some capacity for the people that need quick turns.
Sure.
So capacity and scheduling is really not much of an issue. It can be an issue if we get rain all through April.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're not limited on interiors. We can tend to paint the interiors anytime. The exteriors, the people that want to go fast, you just can't go if it's raining and snowing and whatever. So if it keeps raining, maybe we'll be backed up a little bit. But right now, things are good.
Okay. We're going to take a break. More with Matt Hefter when we come back. Serta Pro, Serta with a C, SertaPro.com is the website. 855-616-1620. If you have questions, it is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton and David. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, flood warning through tomorrow. Cloudy, windy, chance of more showers today. A high of 54. Matt Hefter from Serta Pro on with us this hour. We're getting to that season, we think, that we're going to be outside enjoying the weather for the, like you said, 6 to 7, 9. We don't know how many months we get in Wisconsin. Mother Nature dictates that.
6 or 7.
So I'm looking at my deck, and I'm like, man, that is not attractive to me right now. I would like it to look better when company comes over. You guys handle decks?
We do. We paint everything. So decks do a lot of staining. Some people have already painted their decks, but I like to stain them.
Yeah.
Especially if they're cedar decks. A lot of decks. And you really, you know, whereas the vertical surfaces on your home, that might last, you know, 7 years, you're in Wisconsin elements, the deck, you know, you should really keep an eye on it every 2 years because you got snow, ice,
traffic,
shovels, salt, pets. Yeah. I mean, it really takes abuse. I used to use an analogy is that, you know, your car is painted with an extremely expensive, high quality coating. And now just let your car sit out in your front lawn, never wash it, let your dogs run all over it, throw salt down on it, shovel it, snow blow over it. And what do you think at some point your car is just not going to look good. And that's a very expensive coating. So decks, every couple of years, you want to make sure you're taking care of your horizontals, the verticals every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. So you're talking cedar primarily, cedar siding. You prefer staining that as well?
Yeah. I mean, as long as somebody hasn't
already painted
sealed it. Cedar should be stained, whether it's translucent or with a solid with a breathable coating. And, you know, so you want to put a stain on it. So cedar needs to breathe. If you trap moisture, cedar is a very fibrous wood. And you tend to get delamination where you can pull the paint chip and you look on the back of the paint chip and there's wood fibers. Well, moisture accelerates that process.
Yeah, and that's where I was in the corners around windows and stuff. And it was like if you touch it, sometimes you can literally put your finger right through it.
Yeah.
You know, it's gotten, that's where water collects.
With inspections, unfortunately, sometimes you find the guy that caulked his windowsill. Yeah. Like we've gone and estimated houses and you go there and then there's a windowsill. And you realize as you start scraping it, it's actually like half caulked.
Right. But you can, I mean, if you've seen it enough, you can tell.
Yeah.
Like you're standing there like, oh, yeah, that's just caulked.
Yeah.
You know, it's just got a different sheen to it. Or if it's wrinkly or something, like, yeah, that wood is rotting or there's caulk there. And somebody's been doing some repairs
here. Yes.
So if the cedar has been painted, can you unpaint it?
It's difficult, but you know, if not really, very difficult. Yeah.
You're just hope like you guys, what would you do in that situation as Serta Pro?
It depends. Like if it's peeling enough, like delaminating, we're going to prep it and remove as much as we possibly can and then move to a stain. But realistically, and a lot of people, if you're not in the industry, you don't understand that solid stains look like paint.
Yeah,
so you might think your house is painted. Then you go to your local store, you buy some paint, and you get to the house and you're painting again. And meanwhile, it was stain the whole time.
Yeah.
Stain is the velocity. It's a thinner coating. It drips off the brush a little bit easier, whereas paint is just a thicker product. Yeah. So,
but they both can have color.
Yeah. They can both have color. So yeah, people, my house was painted. No, it's actually stained. You should be able to see a little bit of the wood grain. Mm-hmm.
CERTAPRO, CERTAPRO.com is the website. Matt with us for another half hour. Get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. We go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Tiff Pua. Good morning, Tiff.
If it needs fixing, we can help. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Indeed it is. Thank you for listening. Dayton Kane and David Nason with you on wet Saturday morning again.
Right? Yes.
Matt Hefter with CertaPro on with us as well. CertaPro painters, but also garage floor doers.
Yes.
We haven't talked about that yet. You guys will...
Just talking about it off the air. We should just record it all that and we can play it back here. Kind of everything you were saying. So we had somebody text in a couple weeks ago. What's the difference between polyurea and polyaspartic? We're hearing those kind of being something that people like, what's the difference?
So the main difference, I mean, without getting into chemical engineering, right?
Yeah.
Because that's really what the difference is. The benefits difference. So a polyaspartic is going to be UV stable.
Mm-hmm.
Polyurea is not UV stable. Okay. So if you're going to be doing your garage and you have an apron that's exposed to daylight.
Yeah, right outside the garage
door. Doesn't have to be sun exposure, just daylight in general. It's not going to be UV stable. So if there's any areas where you don't get 100% chip coverage, that'll start to yellow.
Mm-hmm.
In certain colors, it doesn't matter because there's already some of that gold or yellow within the chip.
Yeah.
But for most part, we are using polyaspartics. As long as you mechanically grind your floor, okay, so not typically a do-it-yourself project, if you mechanically grind your floor, it's kind of irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
With the benefits that you won't get any yellowing. If you go to, you know, Home Depot or Lowe's and you get a do-it-yourself kit, that's where it becomes a problem because you're only putting a little bit of flake, whereas we broadcast a rejection. So we're trying to get as close to 100% broadcast as much as possible.
Yeah. What are you using? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And the key difference is you call CertaPro, you get a 20-year warranty. You ever have an issue, you give us a call, we take care of it.
Yeah. So. What are you using to grind the floor?
So we're using basically grinders. You know, we use, these are industrial type grinders.
Diamond wheels.
Yeah, and they're rotating in different directions, oscillating. Mm-hmm. And we want to put a 30 grit as a minimum, a 30 grit diamond grind to the concrete floor. And that's for a couple good reasons. It's not just to get a mechanical profile to bond to. It's also to grind off any sealers that could potentially be on your floor because we want the floor to absorb in and bond.
Yeah.
So does it cut through like oil stains and things like that?
You don't want that oil to come through the finish.
Yeah. Oil, you'll typically, sometimes in extreme circumstances, if let's say you got a tool man that's always working on his car or something like that, there are degreasers and things that we can do to extract the oil from the concrete, but that's usually pretty extreme.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for the most part, and there's other coatings that can be applied to, you know, if somebody has a real oily, there's like hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of different types of concrete coatings. But for the people mostly listening on the air, because we do commercial and industrial as well as concrete coatings on garage floors, for the most people listening here, polyaspartic on your floor, broadcast 100% rejection, and then you can put a top coat of...
About how many color choices they have?
Oh, man. I mean, we stock probably, I think, 12 or 16, if I remember correctly. I think it's 16. We stock that, but then it's unlimited. I mean,
really?
There's so many different colors out there.
Cracks and joints? How big of a crack can you?
We typically will open them up. So if you got a hairline crack, we know that's going to be a problem in the future, and we will... grind that out, and we use fortification to basically bond that crack. And that once that joint is done properly, it's actually stronger than the concrete. It doesn't typically crack in that spot again unless you have heaving or something going on. It's going to crack somewhere else.
Okay.
And we don't typically we honor the crack. We don't fill joints. Those control joints in your garage floors are there for a reason.
Yeah.
You only want to go so many so many square feet before you put a control joint in. Otherwise, it's just going to crack where you don't want it to crack.
Yeah. So you leave the control joints.
We do. We coat down in them.
Yeah.
And then we flake into them, but you still see the radius of the, you know, of the control joint, unless it's like a saw cut or something.
Okay.
So when I was at the Villages visiting my uncle, a lot of people down there, their whole driveways are done in this stuff. Yeah. We don't do that here, though, right?
Welcome. So when you live in a community where that is your expression, your driveway, because they live out in front of their garage.
They're parking their golf cart there, not their car.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's kind of crazy. Florida will coat anything concrete. Yeah. It's wild. And those are a lot of times cementitious coatings and different type of coatings. Like we have a pool, so we have a cementitious coating that is on the pool deck. Again, there's hundreds and thousands of different coatings for all around the country, all different types of situations, residential, commercial, industrial. We did we recoated Fiserv with MMA, went all the common halls and the where the Bucks come out in the arena and stuff like that.
I was just there yesterday.
Yeah. So if you look down on that flake system, you know, we've done a lot of work there. Okay, so. Yeah.
All right.
So back to that. I mean, in Wisconsin, you did my front porch. So you'll do porches and patios and sidewalks, but not driveways?
Well, I don't.
If I'm wrong.
You also do staining of concrete, right?
Yeah.
Would that be a better option maybe?
We can do staining of the concrete. The chip systems are fine. I usually recommend if you're going to do like stoops or a step or something like that, have a mat just outside, because there are times in winter, it's not typically slippery when it's wet. You probably have noticed it. It's when it's frozen.
Yes.
It can be a little slippery, but if you just have a mat to step out on, it's like, you just, your first step into any new environment, you don't, that's where you slip. Right. So, but there's different coatings available for all different situations. But, I mean, you can do sidewalks. You can do outdoor pool decks. You can do all that stuff. I would say our bread and butter, the volume that we're doing, is garages.
Mm-hmm.
Basement floors and garage floors.
Sure.
All right. We're going to take another break. 855-616-1620 if you have questions for Matt. And you can check them out at CertaPro.com while we go listen to these. Thanks for listening to The Fix-It Show.
Call with your problem. We'll try to solve it. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
If you got a problem, yo, we'll solve them. There's a little bumper there saying, if you got a problem, give us...
You're rapping now?
I'm rapping. Vanilla Ice in the building, people. Dayton Kane, David Nason, Matt Hefter from CertaPro on with us this morning, talking more than just painting. You guys are doing everything. Garage floors, you're doing wood rot replacement, you're doing all kinds of stuff. But let's talk about something we haven't yet. What haven't we touched on?
Inside.
Inside of the home. We paint a lot of insides, including in Wisconsin, plaster repairs, drywall repairs. Again, it's the movement of the house. So many things are moving. We see a lot of tapes that, seams that crack. We can do textures, pretty much anything. A big thing that was popular over the wintertime and over the last year or so is color drenching. So do you guys know what color drenching is? So color drenching is basically where all surfaces within a room are all the same color, but in different sheens. So you might have your trim in like a satin or a semi-gloss, but then your walls might be flat, and then your ceiling might be flat, and your walls might be, have a sheen on them, a slight sheen, and then your trim is that. So everything in the room, and then what you do is you apply color through, your artwork and your furniture, and you throw rugs and stuff like that. So that was a big thing over the last year. A lot of people are doing color drenching.
So even though everything's the same color, the sheen makes them look like a different color.
It just gives it a little pop, but more importantly, is it's a style where you're decorating with your furniture and your fixtures and your and everything else in the room, and not relying on an white ceiling and an accent wall. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Huh. Some
people will even do a slight, so they'll do like a wide stripe.
Yeah.
And so the stripe will be in a sheen, and then it'll be flat, but it's the same color.
Yeah.
And so
I'm
you
not
just,
a fan of that.
It's very subtle. Right?
My wife wanted to do stripes, something like that, in a room, and I was like, I don't think so. Yeah.
You had a vote?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. We got to ask him how he does that.
How was the rest of that month?
Yeah. Right. It's a give and take, So she wins most everything else. But
yeah, my wife wins everything.
Yeah, but so do you actually have to have a color for that to work? I mean, I can't see it working really with like white.
Well,
you're not going to really see much.
Color drenching can happen in white. So white trim, white walls, white ceiling. And that's a very contemporary, very modern, contemporary, right? And then the same thing is your color might be, even in kitchens, you could have kitchen cabinets that are white. The walls are white. The ceilings are white. And you might think boring, but then they'll splash color with like a nice vase and flowers and like just different things around the room where the color will just pop a lot more. Interiors, we're having so much fun. Painting cabinets black. You would think, what? It looks really cool.
Yeah.
You know, you do a beige on the walls and black cabinets. And then if you have like a natural wood floor or you go a little bit darker on the wood floor, it looks so cool. So there's just so many different things that people are doing. We do help. CertaPro will help you out with your colors. We can do a full color design with you. Some customers even, you know, want it to the level of a rendering. We can help out with that too. We're full service. Basically, we want to do whatever it takes to keep our customers happy and, you know, basically obtain more customers.
Right.
855-616-1620. If you want to check them out, is there a gallery on your website? There's all different pictures. When you go into, it says gym floors, basement floors, garage floors, porch ceilings. You guys, literally, like you said, you paint pretty much anything.
We're in the coatings industry. Yeah. So
residential and commercial, doesn't matter.
Residential, commercial, and then even in Wisconsin, industrial. Did you know Wisconsin's the second largest food producing state in the country?
I did not know that.
We make cheese.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
A lot. So cheese plants, doing urethane cements and cheese plants. And it's very important to make sure those floors, urethane cements are made for when you hot pressure wash and you have to clean. They don't want a listeria breakout.
Right.
Sure.
So we talked mostly floors. You do epoxy on walls, epoxy paints on walls and things.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do it all. Check them out. CertaPro.com. CERTAPro.com. It is the Fix-It Show.
Making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. Dayton and David here with Matt Hefter from CertaPro. I went to Dayton, Wisconsin the other day for the first time ever in my life. Do you guys go there? Do you even know where it is?
You know, I know most of Wisconsin. I'm trying to think. Dayton. I've never heard of Dayton, Wisconsin.
Me neither.
Dayton, Kane, but not Dayton, Wisconsin.
It is a little southwest of Madison, like Monticello, New Glarus, that area.
I know all
those. So Jamesville, right in there, town, or I think it might even be a township. It's not even a town. Okay. But there was a place called Dayton's Place, so I stopped in and had a beer and got a sweatshirt.
There's a Nason something other up on Highway 29, I think it is, up north.
But you guys do go pretty much everywhere in Wisconsin. So if somebody from Dayton, Wisconsin called in, you could help them out.
Yeah, we have an office in Madison, so... right on the Beltline.
All right. And you got a special going on right now this time of year?
We're offering our discounts for interior exteriors. We call it our early bird discount. So go ahead. If you're thinking about getting a project, even if you're not sure 100% you're going to do it, just get the estimate now so you can get the discount.
Right. You're ready to go.
Yeah. Free estimates, right?
Free estimates.
Yeah.
Yep. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
We come through usually, I don't know, 30 minutes to an hour. Doesn't take that long. It depends on how much you want to. How many questions you have and how deep you want to talk about the exterior and why it's peeling and the rotted wood and all that stuff. But most interior estimates were in and out in 30, 45 minutes at the most.
And then jobs, of course, depend on what size and what scope you're doing. But like you did a bathroom for us. We had a leaky pipe in the ceiling, so that had to be fixed. You guys fixed the drywall.
Mm-hmm.
Then you came in. So it was a two-day job.
Yep.
You got to get the drywall, get it all fixed up, let it dry.
Yep.
And then you came in the next day and painted it all, did the orange peel on the texture and looks great, holding up great.
Yep, small projects, medium size, large projects.
Like you said, it's one of the least investment you can make in the house to make it look completely different.
Yeah, and you know, Dave knows that obviously with the real estate industry and inspections and so forth is that when you're selling your home, you definitely want to neutralize it and you want it to be attractive for people. And when you're buying a home, everyone wants to put their expression. They want to feel clean. And it is by far the lowest cost investment you can do. Kitchens, bathrooms, think of all those things for remodels. There's nothing that is reasonable. It's so expensive to do this stuff. Whereas if you just paint your kitchen cabinets and freshen up the kitchen, and you save yourself a bunch of money, but you get a refresh.
Right? As someone who did it when I was young and dumb, painting your kitchen cabinets is not as easy as it sounds to do it properly. So if you want to tackle it yourself, make sure you know what paint you're supposed to use. Make sure you know how long it's supposed to set. Make sure you're doing it right, because you can make it way worse instead of better.
Yeah, and you really, you know, you want to spray finish. So we'll take all the doors off the cabinets, bring them back to our shop, and they get sprayed out with numerous coats so that they have a lot of mill thickness for expansion and contraction. We can sand them all down really good. When you do it yourself, a lot of people just, you mentioned earlier in the show about dull, you know, making sure, well, kitchen cabinets by design are shiny typically because they've got a, you know, either a polyurethane or, you know, a lacquer or something on them. Well, you have to sand that all off and make sure it's dull so you can get a good mechanical bond. Mm-hmm. So that is not, kitchen cabinets are the one thing I would say, don't do that yourself. If you want to paint a bathroom or paint the kitchen walls or the ceiling, I understand. A lot of our customers, as time has passed, have just chosen to realize that they get an estimate and go, I don't want to go through all that for the affordable price it is, because it is one of the most affordable home improvement projects you can do in your home.
And then one of the best returns on your money is a new garage door. Well, I'll have your garage door painted. Because come and look at my house and look at my doors. They look amazing. You guys painted them.
Did we paint them or wood grain them?
Painted and wood grained.
Yeah, so we painted them with a base and then we wood grained them by hand. So when you look at the garage door, it looks
You walk down the sidewalk, look down my driveway. They look like wood doors.
Yeah.
That does it for this show. Yeah. Thank you for listening this morning, Matt. Always good to have you on. Happy Easter to you and your family. Happy Easter to you, David. Yes. We'll do it all again next week, 7 to 9 o'clock every Saturday. It is the Fix-It Show, Rose Gray and the Fox World Travel Show, coming in next.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.